Genetic testing can inform a wide range of decisions relative to cancer. One's own individual risk, the likelihood that certain treatments will succeed, how well things are going. But a new study reports that many people either don't have testing or the counseling that goes with it. Kala Viswanathan, a cancer expert at Johns Hopkins, comments.
For the people at very high risk, it's happening probably reasonably well. But there's a large number of patients who are not getting tested, even though they want to get tested. And there's also a large number of patients not getting genetic counseling, which is important to explain and interpret the testing. These testing is available. Insurance often covers this testing. Particularly BRCA1 and 2 testing has now been available for 20 years. We really should, as a country, be thinking about how we can make sure that everyone who's appropriate to have testing is.
Viswanathan encourages everyone to ask their doctor about eligibility. At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.